It's time for the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now, here's Carol.
And good morning. Welcome to the Carol Cox Show. A lovely day here. A little fog, but we'll accept that. Anything, anytime. We love it. Makes for a beautiful day and makes for a beautiful place to live in. How many places can you name that has volcanic fog with a little car smoke, too? But we'll ignore that part of it. But beautiful and make for some beautiful sunsets. Yesterday was spectacular. I call it the tangerine sun. And then to wake up to one of the brightest moons I've seen in a long time, and looking out the bedroom window as it sits on the mountain out of the bedroom window and just looking there, and it's absolutely beautiful. So I'm ready to go, man. I was motivated. Those two scenes for me was enough. I don't know about you, what motivates you, but Josh, man, it's absolutely beautiful. And that light coming through the bedroom window and just lighting up the bedroom, it's beautiful. So another reason to live and another reason to carry on and fight and protect and care and share. So anyway, I know many of you out there. Last week, one of the callers called and asked about what is happening with that situation with the gentleman that was killed and the other one that was injured severely in Kailua, in the beach area there, and injured and killed by a boat. And I didn't have much to comment then because again, you don't want to, you know, it appears one can conclude that I'm everywhere, anywhere, and sticking my nose in everything. And it really don't work that way. There are a couple of things that drives me to get involved. And many of you ask that, how do you know and how do you pick your cases? Well, one, it has to have some social value to it, the issue. People are getting impacted. Two, individuals who are pretty much insulated due to association or the amount of money they have or their connections or their affiliations with certain groups. That's the second thing that say that you little people are immune. We are immune to anything we do to you. We can run you over. We can do this. We can do that. And really, there's no. So it has to have that element most of the time. And then it's having an impact, a negative impact on the environment, so that robbing you and myself and others of good quality of life that we were entitled to because we live on this planet. And fourth, it's just if I find that government entities either foot-dragging, cover-up, and being administratively or bureaucratically just lame. And what that does, it makes for a very deadly situation for all of us, whether it's disclosing bacteria in food, disclosing a ship that is pulled in the harbor with norovirus or other viruses or illnesses, airplanes that we find Ebola being transported around various places, and we don't get that because we don't get informed about it because the government thinks they have to consult with the tourist trade or the tourist industry or the tourist authority before they speak out. So you and I are left at our own mercies, our hopes, and that nothing happens that way. And when we do find it, it's always the dengue fever. I recall with assurances, everything was fine, and it's off the chart now. And other viruses. So those are some of the elements there. And gravitating back to the discussion out at Kailua, I have a substantial amount of information. And And I must warn you, for those of you that are sensitive and think that, well, you know, we have to be nice, and we have to be careful, and we don't want to overlay this issue with politics and bring other people in and put that. So I would say to you, go get your own argument, spend your own time, because it's showtime for me. It's time to share with you what I found. Now, if you find that difficult or any part of it difficult, give me a call at 524-1080, and I'll let you have your say, and you can go on your way. But nothing changes the facts. And so the reality is, a human being, a father, a uncle, an uncle, a brother, a son, lost his life in a shameful way. And that is, the gentleman's name is Sri Mehula Shim, and born December 17th, 1956, and expired on deceased was January 9th, 2016. Avid waterman, well known. Yesterday there was a memorial for him, and I attended that. And in fact, if you want to see, just I wanted to put some pictures up, and there's several, quite a few, at Carol Cox Facebook Carol Cox, and there's about 90. I went crazy on posting the pictures, but you'll understand why, and because this is a beautiful place, and each of us, if we go to bed here and expect to wake up tomorrow, then we owe something to this system. We owe something to keep it Pono. We have to expend some of our daily energy making things right, not making things, excusing things and dismissing it and being apathetic and, well, you know, it's connections and politics. So this is about this particular segment right here that I'm talking right now is strictly about this, and we want to make sure that we don't want to project on this man's goods and the good deeds he's done and confuse you with that we're going to incorporate his death into this battle. No, it's not that. It's just acknowledging that I believe that Mr. Shim's death is a result of a long-lived failed policy of management in the DLNR to the umpteenth degree. And there are some things I want to make sure you understand. Many times the police department is blamed for doing the investigation and not doing the investigation. One of the few maritime law enforcement agencies in the state is the Department of Land and Natural Resources, and you might recall they have the Department of Boating and Recreation. The police department really doesn't have the tools, the equipment, the boats to respond. Then you have the ocean safety, the lifeguards. They do their job. In this case, they did their job. And given considerations of what has been transpiring and the many lies being told and perpetrated by the DLNR, and this isn't an attack on Suzanne Case, but it is a reminder to pull her coattail to say, now, if you want to take up the ball and dribble it the same way that others before you or your predecessors have done, then you will be pegged and titled useless as well and corrupt and influenced by politics or whatever. So it's inescapable. If you fail to do what's right in this instance, then you're just adding fertilizer to this bad weed that has grown amongst this community. And the amount of distrust. Now, I've always thought that, you know, it's okay to have a little bit, and that's reasonable. But, folks, I got to tell you, Kailua has apparently been just simmering, waiting for this deadly mixture to come together, for it to the right incident. And here we have it. People were diving, which they legally are allowed to, spearfishing. And I'm told through my investigations and interviews is that this was in an area called Nocantel. I can't pronounce it how they said, you know, it's the local surfers and the fishermen. But I tried, so give me a little break. But no can tell, brah. But it's a surf area, and it's unique. And there is also a reef there, and they spearfish there. Many people go there and spearfish. And Mr. Shim was run over by a boat. And the boat is registered to, and the Hawaii registration number is H as in Henry, A as in Alpha, 8588, G as in George. Now, as many of you are asking the question, why on earth haven't we heard who owns the boat? Well, I can only tell you some of the media contacts that I know, they've claimed that, well, he hasn't been, the owner or the driver has not been charged or been prosecuted, so therefore we can't name the boat or the owner, or we just won't go there. That vessel is registered to, within the state DLNR, according to the DLNR, the HA8588G is registered to Sai, S-A-I, Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N. And I encourage you, all of you, to Google Sai Hansen, and you will see his association with the various, I guess, Hare Krishna or the identity group. And there's Chris Butler, and you'll see, if you do your homework and look at it, don't take my words for it, but it's out there, and I'm only repeating what is being said, what's being shown. So the community had many questions and concerns that over the years, they've actually, many of them shared with me that they've been run off the wave and threatened by this group of people that... this is their claim. The public is communicating this to me. They report that on many occasions that the boat has been speeding. Many of them say that they have been confronted this person or other persons driving that boat in the area, expressing concerns that it poses a risk and a threat. Now, as we don't want to bite our tongue and we don't want to smear anyone, but these are the facts as they stand. And so our Congresswoman, Tulsi Gabbard, is a member of that organization and has had historical relationship with that organization. This organization, if you Google the name Hansen, you'll find that they own, there is a Blue River production. Blue River production did David Ige's commercial for his campaign in politics. Now, mind you, I want to be very careful and not suggest that this has anything to do with that situation, but people are looking for answers and asking the question, why in the hell did someone not do an investigation? Why is it that the so-called investigation that is taking place right now, I want to share with you, they have not spoken. The police have spoken to the family, but the DLNR has yet to speak to the people. Why on earth, and the people have a right to ask these questions, and I mean, don't treat them as if they're stones and the only time they come to life and show emotions is when you come by and interact with them. They're living entities. They have concerns. As we refer to them, the locals, they're as intelligent, as caring, and they don't want to be run over either, like you don't want to be run over. Wherever you're from, Beverly Hills, Mississippi, wherever we're from, they want the same things that we have. So, the outcry, and it's a, more of a silent whisper amongst themselves because they're stumped. Ladies and gentlemen, the Department of Land and Natural Resources can catch you fishing illegally using chlorine or some method that is illegal, and they will seize your boat because you are killing fish the wrong way. But you can kill a human being, and they won't seize your boat. Now, that has nothing to do with politics. That has nothing. That's just stupidity, and these are professional people that we put on planes and send them across the country to go to training at federal academies and other academies, and we pay them beautiful salaries. And just one occasion, they have the opportunity to put all of those resources back into the interest of the people, and they're running around with the thumb up their butts. Just simply put, folks, they've done it historically, and then they repeated it in this situation. Going out and handing the vessel, the boat, back to the owner. So there's many other things, and I got a call here. So 524-1080 is the number if you want to pitch in, call in, or do a little bitch session. Whatever you want to do, it's okay with me, because the reality is one human being lost his life, just a chief snuffing of this man's life. The other was severely injured. And then all we can get from the DLNR is we don't have any comments right now. You damn right you have no comments, because you're just stuck on stupid time and time again. And stupid people don't have answers. They don't have any intellectual motivation. They don't. That's why it's always, hey, if you appoint me as the chairman of the DLNR, I'll go in there and I'll fix it. But let me get my campaign on first. But people being run over by boats, and you have the authority to have looked at that and managed it and make sure that it's a deadly mixture of kite sailing, swimmers, divers, scuba divers, and snorkelers and the likes, paddlers and stand-up paddlers and canoe. How would you even think that we should accept any longer and tolerate such deadly mixture? 524-1080 is the number. Hello, caller. Thank you for calling. Go ahead and your comments.
Boy, what a discussion. You know, I quit driving as a result of not being able to... Well, I almost made a mistake, but my wife corrected me. And when we got home that night, I turned around and I told her, I'm going to quit driving. My eyes are not good. And I told her, I'm going to quit driving. And she said, oh, why? I said, because I don't want to endanger your life, my life, or anybody else's life. And my brief explanation to her was, I'd hate to be the one to say to the officer, but officer, I didn't see her. And she's laying in the street dying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a question. What happened to the eggs out on Cayena Point? You know, if it was a kid from Waianae School, they'd be in detention home today.
Mm-hmm.
But because he came from another school, I don't hear nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then on to the accident in Kailua.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is Waimanalo Beach the number one beach in the nation? I thought Kailua was at number one beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the longest time, everybody go to Kailua, right? Waimanalo was flash in the pan, pass by. But now Waimanalo seems to be the number one beach in the nation. Is that to divert the activity in Kailua so these boat people can have a ball?
Well, I really can't answer that. I suspect that you got to look at the criterion that is set, that is used to determine what is number one. You know, I mean, remember, for years we've had a history and a practice of proclaiming that we had the world champions right here in America, but they never played a foreign team. So it's all about how you say it and what you say, and it's nonsensical. But not setting this boat adrift, so to speak. I want to adhere to the conversation here about this gentleman and the death and the DLNR's concerns that this boat that was involved in this accident is in the hands of the owner, or is not in the hands of the Department of Land and Natural Resources. And that strikes me as being very weird, and it's leave the people with the right to express concerns that there is a cover-up or a foot drag, but whatever it is, it does several things. It deprives the family of being able to trust that the evidence is still there and preserved. Just because, you see, and what a selfish way the DLNR is behaving. And not selfish alone, but just unprofessional and just unskilled, absolutely dumb. And that is, you think the public should only accept your findings. But what if the public wishes to, or this family wishes to, hire their own forensic people to bring closure, to decide and determine what was the actual cause? You understand?
I understand.
So there's some serious flaws in this practice. Nothing to do with the theories and all of that. Just the practice of handing that vessel, right, wrong, or indifferent, the family or any victim should have the opportunity to be able to do their own investigation, compare or discover or look for or does forensics or whatever.
That boat is a killer.
Well, it's an implement that has gone wrong, and so there are things, many of things that could present themselves.
It's allowed to kill again.
Well, I don't know if it's allowed to kill again, but
if it's not confiscated.
Yeah, but there's no guarantee.
And if he goes back on the ocean.
Yeah, if he goes. But see, that's like talking about the what Christmas present you're going to get 10 years from now. I'm really not interested in that. I'm talking about this right now, this year's present.
Making it right.
We're doing it now rather than, and the only way, and I'm attempting to share with the listeners out there, this isn't an isolated case. This is anyone that uses these natural resources or find themselves out in the wild or out in outdoors, just be forewarned that what may appear to be a safety sign, it will only be because the DLNR did it for legal purposes, not really fully thought out. Not really thinking about what real dangers are and being presented by their management of these resources. And so how is it that an agency would allow boats to speed? You forget waiting until an accident happened.
Yeah,
you would think a clear-eyed, quick-thinking, well-educated lawyer, doctor, Indian chief, or whatever, that get appointed for the DLNR, we would have seen a development of solid policies and practices where you just don't put boats with big motors in and amongst in the same little bay where you have kites, sailboats, and swimmers and divers, right?
No. Department of Boating and Ocean Recreation.
Right, DOBAR.
That's their responsibility to make sure that there's the safety of everybody on the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing about DLNR is the off-road out in Cayenne Point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happened to that?
Well, I tell you what happened to that, and it'll repeat itself. When you and I go down and we, hey, David, here you going to run for governor, brah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to try because the other guy that's sitting there is useless, and I'm pretty sure I got a good chance if I run again because, you know, he didn't do nothing. He lied to the people. And I'll be able to, yeah, but you don't have any experience. Oh, but I think I can do good. And then he gets in, and then he appoints people that come in, and they, oh, there's money in the kitty. I can take that and divert it to my own concerns and my own agency or organization. And then in turn, we're doing this thing. We're in it. Meantime, the people who own these resources, who they're serving, get screwed, get pushed to the wayside. And the elite of the elitists get appointed by the Igays and the Abercrombies and the YHAs and who all. And all it is, and for example, today we have approximately $8 million to be spent on a world conference, environmental conference, conservation conference to be held here. Meantime, people being run over by boats, and you don't even have a skill trained investigator to, or the equipment or the tools to simply go out and respond with dive suits, right? Dive suits and with the proper equipment to document, to preserve the evidence. It is a crime scene until proven. And there are a couple things that goes on with this. Why I say that we are left to our own accord. We really are basically the equivalent of fish out of water, folks. If you don't have connection with a friend that's a lawyer, or you don't have connection with a governor or a legislator who will go and slay the cow for you or clear the path for you, you're just a sitting duck in this town. It's who you know. And it shouldn't work that way, not in a society where we are supposed to be fair and equitable and everyone has equal rights. And government is to protect us all. In this case, when someone pays the ultimate price in losing their life,
yep,
you can't play games. You can't do anything.
What do you do to rectify that?
Well, you got more age than me, so you tell me. I'm sitting here pissing and moaning. You tell me. Because I apparently...
Hey, thank you.
But I must also say you're better looking than me, too. So
I remains to be seen. Hey, you have a good day. But
all
thank
right.
you for bringing that to the forefront.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Folks, if you think this is crazy and just another wild conversation, think again. I mean... that we're going to spend $8 million to entertain people from around the world to come here. We're going to be the big spenders. But our citizens are exposed to a danger that gets swept under the rug or that is assigned a degree of importance that of the pace of a snail in the so-called investigation. So let's look at some of the things that would be beneficial to the simple act of impounding the vessel. And they have the place, the room. And in fact, it would be a good day to start house cleaning because most of the boats that are supposed to be used for patrolling is gotten flat tires, broken winches, broken trailers, and they probably don't even know where they are, number one. And they're getting lots and lots of money, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars from the Department of Transportation, Coast Guard. And then they get other grants. And what do? So to prepare themselves to investigate and have the tools and have the aptitude to do all of this. And then what happened? Well... The police department is, this is a DLNR, the police department is doing the investigation. Oh, really? But it's in your purview. It's within your purview. You are responsible from the shoreline 3 miles out, high water, and all from the mountain to the sea as well. But all of a sudden, it's the police is handling it. So what good is the DLNR if every time, and they've gotten into this mode when you wanted to know about the sea cucumber, they went and lied, case went and orchestrated this big story to make it look like there was this sinister industry of sea cucumbers and they didn't know anything about it. And you realize, as we've disclosed, they knew about it. They've been receiving reports for sea cucumbers for years. But again, it's that practice. Get in, and then when you ask a question, for example, I inquired of the state just simply, there's a requirement that you must, if you're involved in an accident, and I won't read everything, and but if it exceeds some $200 or so the damage, or it ends up in bodily harm, serious bodily harm, or death, then you are supposed to file a report in within 48 hours. Okay? That's the law. But you'd be shocked to know that I made that request asking for a copy of the report that should have been filed. And you know, I'm going to have to one day just tape one of these conversations. How there's this guy named Dan Dennison, and my God, man, you're talking about a guy who is going to put you in your place. You got to meet this guy. He is the best of the best in putting you in your place and telling you off. You know, the people he works for. Not to say we have a right to be demeaning or nasty, and we've never done that. But I wrote and asked the state that basically I would like to have a copy of the report that is required on the UIPA. And a copy of a boating accident report reporting a boat bearing HA-5588G and operated by the registered owner, Mr. Cy Hansen, on 1916 near Lanikai in Kailua. Well, you know, this guy Dennison, he waits behind his desk to tell me off. You know, well, you know, you don't understand the policy, the protocol, you know, whatever. So I get a letter back saying, well, basically, here's the law, what they're supposed to have to do, but we can't give you that. But I not only ask for the document, I also ask if you cannot and will not release the document, anticipating this put me in my place again, I ask, could you provide me with answers to three basic questions? When was the report filed? Who filed it? Basically, those questions. He didn't even bother to answer. So, again, is it a cover-up now, or is it just, you know what? Even while we're telling the public we have an investigation, we really don't. So, again, everything in this DLNR is met. We did the Haleiwa Boat Harbor on last Saturday. And can you imagine that occasion? Well, it was actually Sunday. And the place is falling down. Whoever built it knew what they were doing, because they knew they'll be replacing a new building in a couple of years. Termites. And once again, no comment. We report that millions of dollars have been squandered and spent through boating and safety and what have you, and boats are missing and all of that. What is the response? No comment. We ask when an officer shoots himself and kills himself, commits suicide. That is under investigation. We have no comment. So in essence, what is happening here, they can't comment because they're too busy lying to you and hiding and stealing from you and diverting money and just doing nothing. There's a 2006 audit that spells all of this out. What happened to it? Put in the back closet. Caller, thank you for calling. Go ahead with your comments or questions.
Yeah, thanks for continuing the discussion on the Shim case. This one question that I haven't been answered yet. Was a drug or alcohol test done on the driver in addition to other questions regarding the investigation by our wonderful DNLR? Mm-hmm. And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Okay. Well, again, the dealing with this elite crowd, no comment. That's. I'm not saying that to you. I would never have no comment. You know that. But in this situation, It is unclear what they did. The DLNR has no capacity of doing the blood alcohol or doing a BUI, boating under the influence. And I have inquired around and asked around, and no one witnessed them doing a BUI, conducting a BUI on the parties. And in fact, I want to share with you some silliness that goes on. And that silliness is, this is heard, rolls from the lips of some of the DLNR people. Well, you see, the guy is part of a Krishna group, or religious group, or whatever you call them, or I don't know, self-identity group. And you know, they're not known for drinking or doing drugs. Well, by golly, I have the most innocent-looking lips you've ever seen in your life. It looked like it never had a sip of wine or any alcohol or never smoked a cigarette or anything. So I should say to you that we all should get, because of our religion, an exemption to DUIs when we go to parties and drink and drive. But this is the stupid stuff that comes out of the lips, off the lips of DLNR, some of their people. And they're doing investigations, right? Crazy. It makes no sense. And you would think all the game is over, and the nonsense would cease when they know that there's an individual that has died from this incident, when there's a second party that almost died. And so, a BUI, well, we've talked about this. If you go back to carolcox.com, you can listen to a number of these shows that I talked specifically about the inability, the lack of capacity to even conduct such investigations. And now it's at our doorstep. It has presented itself in the worst form, the worst fashion, period. So it's nothing new, but you know, I guess sometimes you're so from that strata of elitism and what have you, that everything around you is just dumb and you're the smartest thing there is. And so you don't listen. You don't bother to say, well, maybe he has some expertise that I don't know about. Let me ask him, because he keeps harping on this. And it's you can listen to the first day or the tenth day that I've talked about this. It's the same language. So when do you administer a BUI? Give you some basic things you look for. But if DLNR are not going to look for that. You do a BUI, you don't take a person off the boat and then administer that test. You have to allow for some time so that person can get his land legs back. You see, because on the water, your equilibrium and you wash sloshing and back and forth. And who knows if you've been out surfing all day and using a boat to shuttle yourself out to the surf area and you've been surfing. Imagine, you're tired now and you might wobble when you're being having a test administered. So, again, speaking directly with the family, the DLNR has not, and I underscore, has not conducted an interview with any of them. The family expresses concern that they would love to have the boat impounded, and it should have been impounded. And that boat may tell a story. We see it all the time. There are certain forensic things that will present themselves and see if it's and can say that what is explained by the driver of the boat, if what he's saying is consistent with what the evidence, you marry up the evidence. Who did you hit first, sir? Who did you run over first? Number one. You have him to explain, and you go back, and then you find that on the motor or on the props, there's materials, DNA, what have you. And you'll know if there's clothing, you'll know who was hit first. Real simple. But if that evidence have been given back to the boat driver and he's able to trailer his boat home and get home, and you know, just not to hide anything, not with the intent of covering up anything, you tend to wash your boat because of salt water. So it was important that the DLNR impound that boat. If nothing else, if people can kill fish and you will impound their boat, then darn it, you should definitely impound the boat when human beings die. What happened along the way? What was the factors that said that you don't have to do that in this case? Now, that goes back to why the community is begging, crying out. They want resolvement. They want closure. But they want one with integrity, one that presents the facts. The coroner or the medical examiner tells in their report the manner of death is an accident. Caller, thank you for calling. Go ahead with your comments.
Oh, hi, Mr. Carroll.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for the subject. I'm so glad you brought this up because I, too, as a viewer and a listener, you know, this case, it really saddened me. I mean, I was like, how can this kind of... Well, I know things happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But who's responsible? This wonderful man and this Hanoi son or whatever, just boggles my mind. Who is responsible? Where's the boat? Nothing has
Suzanne Case is responsible. You know that fancy dancer that the governor appointed because she has a conservation background and cares for the environment?
Oh, okay.
I want to see.
You're so full of information. I couldn't keep up, but it boggles my mind. But I'm not surprised as to all your research. And, you know, I think there is a conspiracy. I mean, the word is out, Carol. Nobody ain't going to say anything to you. They know you.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do.
It's so sad because you're really helping the people. You want to find the truth, you know, the facts.
Well, let me intervene there. Let me say this. That's a misnomer. That's misinformation. The people are talking, and they will talk to me, and they've talked to me. Here's the problem. Nobody's up to, once they talk to me, and it's the government who's dragging their feet and who has relationships with.
Right.
And again, Tulsi Gabbard is directly tied. Now,
yeah,
is that the
shame on her if she knows and that she's letting it ride?
Well,
no.
I don't know if she knows what happened, but she's part of that group, and she should say, you know, from a, I don't know if it's Christianity,
she,
from a.
No, I mean the committee. I mean, hey, she should. Somebody going to be telling her,
yeah.
You know, so that she just saying, you know, like, oh, let them deal with it kind of thing, right? She has other situation to deal with, I guess. A life is not important. I don't know. Maybe the family has hired an attorney. Something is going on behind the scenes that even you don't know what's going on.
Well, even if I didn't, I still have these questions.
I was as blind as a bat
to this and ignorant as a rock, it's these are questions that they won't answer because they have no comment.
Yeah, that's really, isn't it terrible? But, you know, even the media, somebody up there, the main guy, whether editor-in-chief or whatever, must be telling them they cannot say anything because they are told what to say, right? The news.
Well, I don't think I wouldn't indict the news. Here's what I would suggest. This is my observation in this. If the agency, where do you get your going? If the agency says originally, oh, well, it was just an accident, and the coroner says it was just an accident. Well, wait, hold on. Were you there? Do you know if this person knew these two divers and have had a dispute with them in the past? Do you know that or do you not know that? Do you know that maybe this guy just flew off the handle? There are some instances where people are saying there that if you try to get on a wave near their princes, they would come and threaten you or challenge you. You understand?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this is so again, if you knew that, then the agency should do its job, and that it takes the guessing out, and it takes, and so unless the police department, deal and arts, say to the newspapers, we have some concerns here that we're doing an investigation. But when you right off the bat say it's an accident.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, hey, we as viewers and you know, people that want to know the proper news, because this shouldn't have happened. I know, you know, freak accident happened, but somebody is supposed to be responsible and, you know, and stand up to it, because a life has been taken, and he that man is worth gold, you know, because he's so popular and sad. In an instant, he's gone.
Right, and yeah. It just, well, you know, if he was just the average Joe, he's still,
well, he
has...
he was the average Joe, he's still alive. He's,
exactly.
Especially this unnecessary and incident, well, so-called accident, but I don't care. That person did a crime and should be publicized. Media owe it to us.
Well, we will try. And we're coming down the last minute. I'm going to try to get this call in. But
anyway, good luck, and thank you for the subject, boy. You took my day. I mean, geez,
okay.
I get things to do, but I said, no, I wanted to know. It boggled my mind. It was behind my, you know, thinking.
Well, call back in the next hour. Feel free to call back. Let me get this.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Aloha. Caller, thank you. We have a couple of minutes. Go ahead with your comments or questions, and you can call back in the next hour. Yes, good morning.
You made a couple of sentences there that, you know, I kind of followed this case, and it seemed kind of strange that these guys were pretty well good divers, and you say, I heard that they didn't have a flag up. Is that true?
Well, where is the source coming from?
Yeah, okay.
See,
yeah,
right. this is
the son. There was his and my son didn't couldn't we talk to him and say, yeah, man, we were in regulation, we know how to die.
Let me ask you this, and thank you for asking that question, because I it probably come off like a dead rock, a rock hitting him. Let me just say this: you ever been hit by a car or hit by a boat?
No, I haven't.
And then what's the worst incident you ever had, and then you have someone standing over and going, what did you eat last for breakfast? And how are you feeling? Are you going to go hunting tomorrow? Are you going to go fishing tomorrow? You understand? And this person is probably near death or traumatized,
yeah,
right?
Scrutinized like that.
And you're asking questions. And this is the old game of lazy-ass people that do nothing but stand around and earn a paycheck and then call themselves an agency. This is the kind of behavior you get. They are first to run out and go, well, it was an accident, and it was unintended death, and, well, then go and attend to it, because this is involved a vehicle.
Well, the newspaper making these assumptions, and the case has not been thoroughly investigated, and they're saying that, so something stinks, looks like.
Right, if they didn't have, let's just say, if they didn't have a flag up, right?
Right.
Just say, and we're going to get into this then. But there was a kayak, and if you ride in a boat and with motor driven, and you see a kayak just adrift, and you don't see any people,
I figure somebody's around or not abandoned.
I'm not being lawyer or being trying to reconstruct this, but just in answering to what you just asked, it is so critical that these questions, and this is why transparency should be main thing. But no, see, Case has her own little campaign going in that agency, see. And she's just taking up the ball from where others are left off.
Yeah.
We need better.
Yeah, there's something tricky. Let me just take you for 1 second. Were these people, the person that ran over the person that died, was there a discrepancy between them two, that them two people, or...
Well, we don't know. And see, that was a question. You know, I don't want to speculate, but we can say there. You read on the internet, there have been many instances where people are, and one person goes to say that, well, you know, maybe they had a spat.
Yeah.
But anyway, We're coming down to the last couple of seconds, and give me a call back in the next hour. We're going to continue this.
I got some questions to ask.
All righty.
Like, this don't sound right. You know, whenever a guy dies, you got to be really thorough.
Right, and you remember now, this comes on the heel of another officer being arrested for sexual assault on a minor. Right? And guess what?
Boy, that needs to be turned upside down and shaken out.
Guess what? No comment.
No comment. Well,
right.
I'll give you a call back and we'll investigate a little bit more.
All righty. Aloha.
Bye.
Stay tuned for the second half of the Carol Cox Show right after the news on KWAI Honolulu. Time for the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now here's Carol.
Hey, and thank you for joining me again. This is the Carol Cox Show, and you can pick this up at podcast later on, about 20 minutes after we go off air. Or any other show that we've done, as always, podcast. Or you can stream live right here, KWAI1080AM.com. Or you can go to carolcox.com, and you can link up there for live listening, wherever you are and whenever you are. So many of the things, we were discussing the incident at Kailua, and I welcome all of you to call in and... There's misinformation that the people are not concerned. The people, if I was Governor David E. Gay and the Miss Case, I would say to her and him, this one not to be taken lightly, folks, because from what I'm hearing out there firsthand, I've spent several days now out there, and I'm hearing the people are just unhappy with the fact that it's such a lackadaisical approach, and that the tolerance for this behavior, speeding and driving as they describe it. Now, I wasn't present, but they've expressed concerns and have actually gone and challenged and confronted the person, persons. And so this is a reality. You might dismiss, Ms. Suzanne Case, this cry from the public. But they all add up at the day, and you may do well in getting the loot and getting back to Manalua Bay and funding and getting your grants from Forest and Wildlife for the Nature Conservancy, and you might succeed in doing all of that, and you'll be applauded. But you will leave a trail of disgust and distrust. Now, I don't know what you think of me, and I can pretty much conclude what you think of me because you dismiss much of what I've said, and they've all been substantiated in informing you that millions of dollars have been squandered, and we're spending money on land in Maui for boat harbor land and criminal activity, and you dismiss and you still embrace Ed Underwood. So the ultimate culprit in this, at the first layer, is Ed Underwood, who all of these things that we find that's broken with boating and recreation in recent years, for several years actually, can be attributed to Ed Underwood. There is no price to pay. Mr. Underwood is insulated and immune. He has apparently been inoculated with some kind of protection code or mode that, because see, there's a lot of money in boating, and then there's a lot of interest in boating and people land and what have you, and so you can make yourself some pretty good money if you get the right guy in place. Look at the wedding chapel that was being planned right there at the corner of the party in Alawai. See how that's gone. So while Underwood is operating on the loose, uncontrolled, uncontained, and then when you fail to administer punishment or accountability or demand that, Ms. Case, you allow this man to operate, and he's emboldened by the hands-off, laissez-faire approach that you have. Now, that's not to knock at you for all your good that you've done for the, quote, environment. But when you put in the environment in your former organization that you were president of first and clearly, it looks good for you to say that we had a Congress here when, you know, we spent a lot of money. Spent some money on buying dive suits, cameras, investigative tools for these officers. The types of boats that would be able to, they could deploy and get out there at an accident scene. And be able to have photographs preserving exactly what it is when they arrive there. And this thing about, was there a flag? Well, the caller asked earlier, we don't know if there was a flag. I wasn't there, but if there wasn't, how do we know that the boat up on traveling didn't snag the line on the flag? But we don't know anything, and they are not telling, because they have a, quote, investigation. And if that's an investigation, if the DLNR is doing an investigation, then I would say you might as well take three stones and rub them together and hope and pray, and it'd be like making rock soup, no substance. You're going to reconstruct based on what you haven't interviewed, and you've interviewed the victim, and I understand the victim is saying, one of the survivors is suggesting that it was more of a, you know, third hand, it was more of a, an attempt to reach the conclusion that they've already made, they being DLNR, that it was an accident. And we can't reconstruct because we weren't there. Even though we were there at the harbor the day that this happened, we didn't really initiate an active investigation. We should have gone out and filmed it, videotaped it, sent divers down, because that's what they do. They are the enforcement. But we'll never know. Caller, go ahead with your comments.
Yes, Mr. Cox. I got a question, please.
Yes, sir.
As far as, you know, the Coast Guard involvement, you know, they always around, you know, about boat safety, registration. Do you have the life preservers on the boat? Do you have marker lights? Do you have radios to communicate? All that comes into play. I hear nothing about the Coast Guard involved. I thought the Coast Guard, when it comes to the waterways, they are notified. No, I was just wondering, because I hear nothing about the Coast Guard.
Right. And imagine if you were the Coast Guard. You've got to work with these lazy jackasses and do-nothing agency. And they get their integrity get impugned, too. The Coast Guard, actually, when the young man was hauled in and driven by the driver of the boat, there were utterances, I gotta go back, and this is what witnesses are telling me that were standing there listening. I gotta go back and tell my father that I'm gonna go to the hospital. So he didn't know apparently what was happening, right?
Wow.
Well, but the Coast Guard then, now mind you, and I'm not gonna name the witness, but a couple of them said that they heard the conversation that, well, the boater was asked, did you hit anybody else? And something to the fact that may have or possible or something. I wasn't there, so. But again, this is what's being placed in the community there, okay? But so upon learning that, or whatever the motivation was that caused them to go back, they immediately then, the fire department, the Coast Guard, put up helicopters and they were on it, man. And unfortunate when you got a know-nothing agency that run around lying about your professional abilities and all and send more money, and then you got to work with them. And eventually, this thing's derailed, and then your integrity as an agency is impugned. You understand? And they get money from the Coast Guard. So the police department, the fire department, the ocean safety people, Coast Guard, brilliant. In this instance, brilliant. But remember now, if you got a lame agency or entity going, well, that's our purview, we'll take care of it. Well, how are you going to take care of it? You don't even have a boat.
Man, that's unreal.
I'm not exaggerating, guys. This is how stupid it is, and it's a matter of life and death. This isn't about an argument or a debate. This is people willing to lie and present, and we're on top of this thing. We got it all under control. Well, when control is lost,
you know. Also, a question is, you know, is there any infractions, you know, ever reported, you know, by the handler of that vessel, you know?
Yeah,
or complaints by other people, but divers by, you know, boats in the vicinity.
Well, good question, my friend. And what I'm having knowledge historically is that many of these accidents really don't get investigated and reported. So guess what? You have no stats.
Wow.
The DLNR is do little or nothing for the resources, as I've termed it, and for the years. Not do just with case. This is one big lie. It happened on her watch. A person lost her life. And the concern is, if it's not spoken to with sternness, it'll repeat itself. Can we afford that? Who's next? Put, you know, anybody going to the, you're taking your hand, your life in your hands and going out there, because what you think is a set of rules really don't exist.
You know, apparently with the government, you know, there's a lot of mishandling. You know, it become a habit.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that, you know. A lot of times, it's just like we don't care.
Right.
We exist for your protection, and we decide whether or not it's present
yes.
for the public.
And one interesting point is the DLNR historically has had its monies threatened by the monies that they would get from the Coast Guard. We reported this in past years. They've actually had some of their money withheld and threatened other grants being taken away because they wouldn't even spend the money, and then they were lying on their reports and what have you, right?
Right.
And so, and that's not to take away from the good officers there. This is about the chairperson moves in and nobody's watching, and they divert money, spend money, and tolerate crooked management and lazy management. Every one of those officers should be trained. Rather than the $8 million they're going to spend on the World Congress to entertain world bodies to come here, they should be taking a couple of those millions and equipping these officers with the best training, because we are a Marine-based community, right?
Right.
And yet, how many people go to the ocean daily here in Hawaii, and don't mention on holidays? But it's really unfortunate that we have to put up with this, and a person gave their life, or not voluntarily.
You know, also, Mr. Cox, life is priceless.
Yes.
You can't buy life, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and something like this, you know, somehow with the government, it's a habit.
Yeah.
In dropping the ball.
Yeah. And people see the it's like the public's money is a pinata. Everybody get a chance to come in and get appointed and take the stick and hit it and get what they can. And divert it, and they got their projects. You check and look to see what the Nature Conservancy, what kinds of relationship going on there with and the other organizations that, you know, money being bled and diverted and what have you. And then we're coming, the citizens are exposed to dangers, and then when we ask, well, okay, you say you have these things in place, we pay you a lot, you've got monies from the legislators and all, and funding and grants, or we have no comment.
You know, apparently, you know, when you accept a position,
mm-hmm.
especially higher up as a leader in an organization, don't you think the person should have concern of, you know, the history of the department, how to make it more functional and receptive to the public?
Oh, yeah, because you're serving the public. You're protecting the public. That's the bottom line, right?
Right, and then apparently, you know, what they're doing, it's
criminal.
Criminal!
It escapes them. And the governor is to be held accountable. I mean, come on, you know. I mean, the fact is that you know, we've talked about she hiring the gentleman, former Bruce Anderson. He gets to work kind of a part time, you know, and goes to Big Island on weekends, and so he don't work Fridays and Mondays because he's over there. And then if his wife wants to cancel reservations and want to stay an extra day, she gets to stay. You know, I'm sorry. I think that whole deal has nothing to do with making sure that her friend, one of the elite family members of this city, gets enough for his retirement. Meantime,
well, apparently, with the state status quo, you know, pulls the weight. I noticed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's unfortunate, that we're called upon as taxpayers, right?
You're right.
To dole out the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
No matter who's wrong, it's easier to have the taxpayer, foul play. Oh, the taxpayer will pay for it.
Right.
That's okay.
Feed the pig.
You don't hear about accountability.
Right. No accountability.
Right.
None. And then to add insult to injury, we give our lives for this, or just unexpectedly. You go out on a nice day, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's reported that the day that this happened, it was calm waters. Clear visibility. So
wow.
you would see a person when they go down the dive, you'd see the flippers or the fins. You'd see the person pop up, and you would see a kayak, and you would stay the hell away from it. or a kind, concerned person, boater, would say, well, gee, there's a kayak there. I don't see anybody around. Let me just take a gander here and see if in fact, everybody's okay. Right? Not obligated to do that, but, he didn't see the flag, but I bet you damn well he saw the kayak.
Well, thank you very much, Mr.
Thank Talk. You, brother.
Thanks for the information.
And thanks
Appreciate
for calling. Aloha.
Bye.
Caller, thank you for calling and waiting. Go ahead with your comments. Hello? So, ladies and gentlemen, this is just a few notes that I have, and these are the police did actually a small report, and the male was about 59 years old at the time. And this was around 12:13 they did this, and this report in disposition time element. HPD received a call of an injured diver at Kailua Ramp, boat ramp. Upon arrival, it was revealed that a diver had been hit by the propeller of a 24-foot Zodiac-type boat. EMS was on the scene and transported the injured diver to Queens ER with serious injuries, to include laceration to his left arm, left leg, and hip. At approximately 15:10 hours, HFD rescued, located, and recovered the body. Victim was brought back to shore and pronounced dead at 15:29. Victim was observed to have injuries that were consistent with being struck by a boat propeller. Now, I spoke with the family just yesterday, and the daughter said they want answers, and she wasn't bothered about the discussion from our part, and that she wants more answers. And the coroner's, I won't bore you with this, but the actual quote was blunt force and boat propeller injury, marine death accident. And so the question is, if it's such a good investigation, why is it that the person driving the boat still have possession of the boat? And and I won't get into the details of what could be looked for, but again, there are some serious things. Can we tolerate this? How long can we go accepting these things? Eventually, we're going to look like the goose that is held for foie gras. You know, something's got to give, folks. I mean, we can't pay an aid entity, hire entities and individuals to perform and protect us, and then in turn it fails, and then they tell us, we can't tell you anything. We're going to, when the investigation finishes, well, wait now. Then if it finishes, are we going to get a thorough report, or are you going to redact that too? Caller, thank you for calling, waiting. Go ahead with your comments.
Sorry, I got cut off. I did something wrong.
Oh, yeah. Now you're paying for it.
I had a heartfelt feeling when I saw the guy's picture in the paper,
mm-hmm.
the gentleman that was
mm-hmm.
that died. And I said, man, he had a long life to live, you know?
Yeah, young man.
Yeah, and, you know, yeah, and he had a nice son there, man. That must have been tragic for the whole family. Now, the daughter still, you talked to the daughter, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And she wants answers?
They all want answers, and the community. I mean, I don't, that's the other thing, my friend. I don't know how it escapes the state agency that these, that the community is wanting answers, and they're being held at a distance and ignored. That's what's puzzling. They're not even responding to the people that are still here asking questions.
I guess they don't want to be liable. That's what it, the only reason you don't talk to the public is you either hiding something, or you don't want to be liable for what you did say.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, you know, this is where I cheer on families and then victim families and to sue the living hell out of them. And even though I stand to lose as a taxpayer, it protects me
in the long run, yeah, because yeah. You think that they were smacked in the face and saying, well, you guys are really dead wrong about what you're doing, they would improve on themselves.
Right. So what if we took, for example, the Department of Transportation and its director agrees with the company to come in and fix it and get a and there's a big hole in the middle of the freeway on the upper level. And she knows or he knows that this company is going to do this work and not use rebar and use a standard, you know, up to specs,
yeah,
in the industry. And they have knowledge. And then someone comes over, drives over it, and boom, the truck collapses, goes through the hole, and the person dies, the family dies.
Yeah.
If you, and that comes out, the agency can be held accountable, right, I would think. So I'm thinking that Suzanne K. It's unfortunate that when you sue the people, the state, you don't really sue the director or the chairman. You sue the people, basically, right? And so, what if it would be nice if the chairman, who has a responsibility in making sure and managing these resources, that we won't be spending money diverting it to Monolua Bay and all kinds of other trickery games and spending where it was earmarked. If we did that, then held them accountable, because that would be resulting in the death of someone, right? So, for example, why didn't you do a study of the people coming and going in the bay and assessing the dangers that exist there as a, right?
Yeah. They would have not just policing, it's just education. And when you go out there, there could be a situation where you will be a little bit sketchy, but you got to really watch yourself, because there's a lot of people using the resource.
Right.
Yeah? I mean, even though the people may be wrong, what they did, I have no idea. But it's still the responsibility of the guy in the boat,
mm-hmm,
as far as I'm concerned. You know, like you said, there's a kayak out there with nothing around. You got to figure, well, is this a stranded kayak or an abandoned kayak? You kind of would slow down and, hey, maybe check this out a little bit.
Right.
You wouldn't go speeding full board ahead.
It's a kayak and not a yacht.
Yeah, well, right.
So
yeah,
you don't see anybody around there. You understand, something just does not wash, man.
Yeah.
And then the DLNR is having this discussion. Well, did you have a flag, or did they have? Well, if you didn't go out there and preserve the evidence,
you don't know.
You don't know, and we surely will never know, because you're not going to tell us.
Yeah, because if somebody feels guilty, he ain't going to incriminate himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's human nature.
Yeah, and let me tell you, there are some officers in there that could stand up and compare to other officers around the nation, great investigators. But the problem,
I just dealt with the DNR about a couple months ago, and they did do a thorough investigation.
Yeah,
and they were real, you know, up above board and real professional. You know, this guy that I dealt with.
But I mean, you got an entity, a part of that agency, that called the Boating and Recreation Division, and in turn, that guy has his head up his butt and gets away with murder,
Right. Yeah.
And in turn, The other folks can only, you know, I mean, if there's no sign saying no wake, no buoys, no, you know, if you, the boating recreation hasn't thought these things out, then you as an enforcement person, you're just stuck holding the bag.
Are they understaffed by chance or anything?
Nah, look, if they only...
Look. Now that's covering for them. I'm just asking a question.
Now you're going to get me mad.
No. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Because, you know, maybe one guy really is concerned about the bay there. His butt should be out there with the binoculars doing this, that, and the other. And, you know, 724, whatever his job description means, you double it because you got... lights in your hand.
Right. Well, I mean, for example, there's a city ramp there at Kailua Bay. So what is the ramp built for, put there for?
Bounce
boat. Right? And so the DLNR should have known and said, well, this is a recreational area and it's beach and we manage, have a responsibility for the natural resources and the shoreline and the water and the quality and the animals that are there. So what we, you know, a boat coming through here, well, look at that. There's a couple people out there just swimming out now to Flat Island, or not what they call it, Bird Island or something else, Guano Island, you know, the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, look at there. There's like nine people swimming out there. Oh, there. Look, there's some surfers. Wow. Look, there's some scuba divers, and there's some snorkelers, and there's some people spearfishing, and oh, here comes a wind kite. And oh, my Lord, here comes a boat doing a 35 knots. And you don't, over the years, you haven't come up with a plan to...
have a speed limit for the boat?
And maybe set off a 200-yard area zone where boats at this traveling must stay out here and use the channel to get to the... with strict,
that's right?
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry. You shouldn't have to die for these jackasses to do their job. That's
yeah.
what the problem is.
But maybe just... This tragedy may make the people really enforce the law. When you launch your boat, you go a certain way to get outside. You don't deviate, and that's it. You can have buoys all the way out, on the way out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they stay within that parameter, so the other people that are doing all these other activities know that this is their route. Stay away from there.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could say to make anything better in that area, because that place is just flogged with... you know, recreational people, man. I tell you, I've been over there, and it's like a zoo.
Yeah, and you know, you invite people to this, you build it, and they will come. And but you should, in your building plans, you should also be concerned with the interactions
the repercussions that can happen. You know,
yeah, right.
All the paychecks in the world ain't gonna bring back that guy.
Right.
I really would like you to keep on digging. Okay? Keep on digging on this agency, man, because they need some help in that area. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, but...
they're understaffed, and if they are, this Iggy guy ought to put another $5 million into the pot and you hire another 20 officers. If it saves one life, it's worth it.
Well, what we need to do is train and equip the existing force, hiring more.
Yeah, for sure. Make them more accountable.
And hiring more... and giving them the resources, and then working together as an entity, and have meetings, and look at these things before they happen, prevent them. Don't dig a hole and fill it with water, and then walk away, and then you learn someone drowned, and then you're shocked. That should have been in the whole planning.
Yeah.
Right. What do we do? Okay, we know it'll be an attractive nuisance at minimum to kids. Or people might come and want to fish, or people might want to do something and swim in it, right?
Yeah.
So what safety measures do we have in place?
Yeah.
And to prevent...
if they're inadequate, they got to improve on them. That's just... they've got to have a different game plan over there.
Yeah. They have no...
any other place, because there's the people there that are... the people that come there are uneducated, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll say that, you know. That they, you know, they'll know... the possibility of what could happen there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this looks like this, and if somebody is not following the law on the other side of it, and you don't know what's happening, that's a recipe for disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in my party shot, there was the guy yesterday, the automotive guy. He mentioned, and you mentioned concrete. He mentioned that they're building the rail with the sidewalk concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And wait a minute, sidewalk country. Well, who's cutting the corners and charging us for the first rate stuff and probably or whatever more sand and rock in there?
I wonder how much equipment have they purchased, the contractor purchased and shipped it out to and build the city here and then to go work on other contracts.
Yeah. Well, you all no downtime for my machine. We're putting the island. You hear me? It's terrible, man. We got a city problem. We got a state problem. This governance that controls our state needs to be shaped up. And this Iggy guy has really disappointed me.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to try to do something. But he would have go back and look at his diagrams and his blueprints.
Well, I was chuckling driving from Kailua the other day thinking, Abercrombie, we really don't know how horrible he was. Because if we had to vote for Iggy, and we now know what he got, Abercrombie must have been the worst person ever in politics.
Yeah,
because
he was really slapped around there.
And then we just to get rid of him, we selected Iggy. I mean,
yeah. I hate to say it, but I think it was more of nationality kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The block voting, if you had all the Orientals, that voted for him, how can you win?
Well, you take for example, here's a little disturbing observation that I have going on with myself, and that is, so Mike McCartney is his advisor now, right, a chief of staff?
Yeah.
And then we read the paper that the convention center under the Hawaii Tourism Authority or whatever is still owe some 90% of what it was originally purchased for.
Oh,
can you imagine the governor
listening? Paying debt upon debt on the interest and everything else. And
yeah,
on the money owed and stuff.
So apparently, if you screw up, you move up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
That's going to cover his butt if he's not on board. He's not on watch. That was back then. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm here now. You know what I mean?
Right. But what are they used to? They have this acid test that says you have to be the best and the smartest. You would hope, right?
Yeah.
But apparently, in this state, it's like you got to be the useless, most worthless manager there is, and then I'll hire you because that having a dysfunctional government allows for theft.
Shenanigans to go on.
And yes. Underhanded behavior, see. And that's why we need you. You're a class act.
Yeah.
You understand. So, anyway, I'm going overboard here, but... Again, I would say if I was Suzanne Case, I would immediately hire a contracting investigator to go back and investigate this, reconstruct. It's still not too late. I'm losing there real bad there.
They should have confiscated the boat.
Yeah, and they still can. I mean, there are still evidence and things of that nature. And on impact, they can determine speed and what have you.
There's got to be some kind of dent or something. If the guy did a whole bunch of stuff to it already, and you probably can see that, and you ask him, why'd you do this? Oh, I need to fix my boat. Oh, okay.
Well, no, I mean, they can actually, there's a lot of reconstruction that can determine speed and travel and what have you, and based on the injuries.
That,
so.
Let's just hope that something happens good out of this. Even though our life was taken, let's try to make sour grapes into sweet cherries, man. Some way, I know that the family is never going to recover from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they lost a loved one,
you can't replace that.
And like I say in the opening, we don't want to mix the two and show disrespect for that incident.
Yeah.
But again, it's to say publicly to Suzanne Case and the governor and Tulsi Gabbard, because I believe if Tulsi is closely situated or related to these people, and she know the people that were involved, then she should encourage
them. She's got to get out of that thing, but she's got to get her nose totally out of there.
Well, I don't know where she got her nose, but I can say that what she should do is think about the trust of the people and the interests of the people,
yeah,
and say that, look, you know, if this is true, then we need to, you know, stand up and take ownership for it. At least for that portion. And again, that's not to say that there's some grand conspiracy on the part of her organization or what have you.
Yeah.
It's just that the reality is that there was people.
You gotta be above board or you're going to get suspicion.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And
like you said, the best thing for her is probably even to back out and let somebody else take care of that. So she, because if she knows the person that is, you know, did the, you know, didn't
driving a boat or involved in it, then
yeah, you cannot be there. You cannot be.
And on your way out of the door, suggest to them, I think you should go down and not to incriminate yourself, but be cooperative and present the facts.
Yeah, that's it.
And then we don't want this boat, or I suggest you don't keep the boat, get it back in the hands of theirs. So at a minimum, everything may be perfectly done right by you and no wrongdoings or anything. But as long as he has the boat.
He got nothing to worry about.
Well, yeah, but that's like saying he's guilty unless, you know what. Yeah, as long as you just hand over the vessel voluntarily and the state take possession of it and let the family decide if they want to do forensics, because what's going to happen if they do decide to do, if, let's just say if, what do they do? What are they going to find? A boat that has been used 20 other times?
Yeah.
Or,
right? You know what I mean? Made over, and so it's not really the vessel that hit the man.
Right. That
avoids everything. There's a whole bunch of people that done dropped the ball. And like I say, what's this, you know, get on our knees and pray for the family that they can recover. That's all I can say.
Yeah, and it's hard to lose a loved one. And then it's senseless. The point that I'm trying to stress is, let's not have this repeat itself. But again, we really don't know how many accidents are out there that take place because the manner in which they record them and report them. You see, and the insult to injury is this. That report that I asked for, and they deny me, basically, Section 2, and this is...
isn't that public knowledge?
Well, you know, my friend, you would think so, but... This is what boating accident report when required. Whenever a boating accident results in loss of life or the disappearance of any person, injury causing any person to require medical treatment or remain incapacitated for a period in excess of 24 hours, actual damage to any vessel or to any other property in excess of $200, the operator of said vessel shall submit within 48 hours of the happening thereof, if said accident has caused the death or disappearance of any person, and within 7 days of every other such accident, a written report to the department in forms furnished by the department. Now, here's the insult. They say, well, we're not going to release that because it's taken under privacy. And by the way, the only reason we take that is just for statistics so that we can map out where the injuries occur and have a historical background.
You mean the family doesn't have a report on what happened, you're saying?
No.
Hey, man, that's the biggest suitcase I've ever seen in my life coming up.
They have a portion of the coroner's or the medical examiner's report in May,
yeah.
But DLNR hadn't even interviewed them, hadn't even spoken to them.
Wow.
Right?
Man, there's something amiss there, man. I just hope it all works out, but it don't look as this really stinking smell that I have in my heart, man. It's just too bad.
Yeah, and again, you know, having to go back and find the person, I just can't imagine knowing that a person driving a boat wouldn't know that he collided with an object or a person or a turtle. when you're traveling.
Come on.
You understand?
Yeah, I had a boat one time, and I tell you, I'm always looking, even for driftwood and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And you're talking about a stranded kayak that could be stranded, it could be somebody around it. You got to say, well, you better slow down. You don't
and go away from it.
Make a hard right-hand turn or left.
At a minimum, you're not obligated to go and investigate if everybody's okay, but at least you're obligated to steer clear.
Yeah, really.
Right?
And if you are, you're staying clear, you can look from afar, and if you can see somebody coming up, you know, waving their arm or whatever, you know what I mean? Or you could just motor on up to the police.
Because you could assume, you know, this is some of the things that I've been getting back through some of the citizens out there. The DLNR is whispering, well, you know, the flag. Well, first of all, If there was no flag, just say if there was no flag, and the boat was there, and this person see the boat and doesn't take upon himself to stay clear of it, and he's not obligated to go and investigate if everybody's okay. But what if it was just a couple of tourists who went out for the day, and you know those kayaks can be rocky, you know, shaky. You can flip over right quick, or right, you can fall, right? So what if they weren't diving, and they were just out there taking pictures with their GoPro? And so because they didn't have a flag, you have a right to run them over. Isn't that amazing? That's the message DLNR is concluding. Well, you know, it's their fault, and because of the flag. Caller, thank you. Go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, I just want one last comment. You know, I don't want to take all your time.
Oh, go ahead.
Dribble. Being a friend of the family, knowing Shrim when he was a child, I hope the final outcome is that this driver is charged with manslaughter, because it has all the things that would be involved with manslaughter, and not negligent, but just total manslaughter.
Yeah, and
because of the person's history, and I hope that will be the final outcome.
I hope that.
Thanks for keeping this story up. I hope you continue it next week.
Okay. Well, I think that I would ask. All of you have asked me, what should you do? I would say call Miss Case and call the governor's office. I think it's 587-0400 is Miss Case's office, and insist that she impound the boat and ask for a professional investigator familiar with maritime law, maritime incidents, to investigate this, not rely on her staff to do this investigation.
Why isn't HBD involved?
Well, it's not their jurisdiction to go out and conduct those, and that's clearly stated. I mean, they can, but again, what do we do? Tell the DLNR you screwed up, and we're gonna run to another agency. If that's the case, then let's do away with them.
You mean if there's a murder on state lands that the police department doesn't get involved?
Well, they do. DLNR's
responsibility.
They do, but in this kind of mindset is exactly what DLNR enjoy. They benefit from that. It's their responsibility. It's their baby. Then they should not be sitting around with their thumbs up their butt and then coming out when an incident happened, well, give it to someone else. No, you take the ownership of it. And
I understand. Well, HBD told them not to hire that guy as a DLNR agent, but they went ahead and hired him.
Right. Well,
so what can you expect from DLNR?
Well, nothing. There's hopes. I mean, there's Tommy Friel who was hired, but again, it's so badly broken that by the time he fixed one problem, the other 10 will pop up. You know.
It's a family friend, and he's from a prominent family. It hasn't been disclosed who the prominent family is, Shrim's uncle and so on, but I'll leave that for it.
Well, apparently they don't care about prominence, because if prominence had an influence, they would have done it.
KHON really dropped the ball on the news, whereas Hawaii News did come out with information and did send reporters to the driver's house.
No secret. Walter Heen, Jugi Heen, Mr. Shrimp, Shim is a member of that family.
You got it right there. They're all personal friends.
And they are the good people, but if it was the Cox family, I would expect them to still go out and investigate and do what's right, you know. And DLNR is just dysfunctional. That's just the bottom line.
Well, Walter Heen's a judge. He should know what to do.
I'm sure he will. But, you know.
All
righty. Well, thank you so much. Aloha. Yeah, this is trying to put two left shoes on an agency and telling it to walk a straight line. That would be the BUI for the DLNR. That's basically what historically the officers and the agency has been. It basically has been viewed as a political football and an entity that politics can get in and hide, whether it's issues on water rights, whether it's issues on historical preservation. You put someone in there that will sign the bottom line and say, no significant finding, no threat, no. And so that's how some of the Hawaiian historical sites are deteriorating and some are destroyed, because the kind of politics or the political person that they hire, who has an interest, who's working for the industry, the housing industry, the building industry. And so in this case, you have an entity who comes in and see the DLNR as a, you know, cash cow, and an opportunity to insert its tentacles and from a private aspect and suck it dry of the resources and revenues, and then say you're managing the resources by funneling the money to your specific or your unique interest, when in fact you should take a broader picture, take all the monies that is allocated by grants, through the legislators, through the general funding or whatever their funding are, and spend it appropriately as it is intended. But there's hook and crook, and the transparency or lack thereof, the failure to address millions of dollars being spent for land that is useless at Malaya Harbor, for example, that we expose, and yet that's millions that could have been used to educate the officers in investigations, get them the right equipment and what have you, and do all of that, and have a yard where they can store evidence and impound boats and protect those boats and the integrity of that evidence. But if that's not your priority, your priority is funneling money and hiring friends and coming up with these newfangled ideas about wildlife management, there should be a basic function in the state function. We know what we need. But if you got all these fancy ideas and for unique little spots, something suffers. And that suffering is going to be experienced by the people. So anyway, we're going to keep looking at this. And please, I think you could help the family and help future people and prevent any further damages or injuries to people recreating or fishing or what have you. Your loved one could be subjected to the same kind of ineptness or the drastic measures that they should take. Now they should be out there immediately at Kailua changing the rules, setting it up. They had an emergency period set aside for the sea cucumber, but then if you look at the people as just slugs, I guess you wouldn't do anything, huh? Okay. Well, we'll see you next week, and thank you for joining me. This is the Carol Cox. Go to carolcox.com. And you can join me on John Nolan's show at 6 o'clock on Mondays or possibly on Thursdays, depending on how the weather blows or what flows our way. We'll talk to you later, and thanks for joining. Aloha. It's electric.
This has been the Carol Cox Show, heard every Sundays at 9 a.m. on K108. Tune in again next week, Sunday at 9 a.m. to the Carol Cox Show on 1080 a.m. KWAI Honolulu.
Still is a rough go.